Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Discussing the blessed feet of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyiduna Ali and Sayyiduna Hind ibn Abi Hala radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's blessed feet were fleshy. A note, fleshy and relatively broad feet are appealing in men and is also a sign of physical strength. Hafiz ibn Hajar rahimahullah has mentioned that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's blessed toes were broad and fleshy. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's blessed shins were fully formed but narrow at the point where they interlink with the feet. Having bloated lower shins is a sign of sickness. Sayyidina Jabir ibn Samura radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's blessed soles were not over fleshy. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not flat footed. Note, in fact, Muhaddiseen mentioned that the centers of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's soles were distinctly concaved. Ya Rabbi salli wa sallim daiman abada ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihimi. The blessed height of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was neither tall nor short. Rather, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was of medium height. Sayyidina Hind ibn Hala radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was slightly taller than a person of medium height. Note, being either too tall or too short is also regarded as a defect. Thus, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was slightly above average height. Mullah Ali Qari rahimahullah has stated that the intention of these ahadith is to negate defective tallness. It is the different issue altogether that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam always stood out among the crowd of people, as this was his miracle. Ya Rabbi salli wa sallim daiman abada ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihimi. Allah ta'ala give us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallah. Wa la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka.